Parents of 55 infants and toddlers have been scrambling to find childcare after Spunky Sprouts 2 shut down. Heather Carlton stayed home from work Thursday morning to figure out where her 2-year-old son Theo will now go to daycare. She says she got a call early Wednesday from a Spunky Sprouts employee about the imminent closure.
I was in a state of panic trying to figure out, what am I going to do? How am I going to find somebody to watch him on such short notice? And, you know, there's already very limited options in Juneau anyways.
Carlton also has a 4-year-old named Arlo, who's been going to Spunky Sprouts for a few years. She says she's been very happy with the care.
He was very quickly potty trained and his reading skills, very satisfied with it. And he's moving along very well. So I'm very sad about having to make any sort of change and possibly disrupt his education.
Carlton found spots at another daycare for both kids, but other parents haven't been as lucky. Spunky Sprouts administrator Shamila Scalf says staff members started quitting in September. She says some worried they wouldn't be paid. Scalf has worked at the center for 3 years and says as long as she's been there, Spunky Sprouts has always had budget issues. Administrators say they received instructions by email from owner Adam Hendren to distribute 3 letters to parents on September 29th about downsizing and a change of facility. Spunky Sprouts 2 for infants and toddlers was located off Glacier Highway in the Mendenhall Valley. The preschool, Spunky Sprouts Learning Center, is in Aldersgate United Methodist Church, also in the valley. One letter says the infant program would end October 31st. The other letters say the toddler and preschool program would move to the Church of the Nazarene. So according to the letters, 3 programs in 2 buildings were supposed to become 2 programs in 1 building. Instead, the infant and toddler program shut down October 1st when the main administrator quit and other staff members followed. And Scalf says the preschool center is not moving as indicated in the letter. It's closing at the end of the month. But due to lack of staff, she's already turning some children and parents away at the start of each day. Scalf is the only staff member remaining at Spunky Sprouts with a Child Development Associate credential. State regulation says there can be no more than 30 children under her supervision.
I have 37 registered, paying their fee every month, and I have to send home at least 7. Whoever comes in, number 31, I have to say, I'm sorry, I cannot provide care for you because there is nobody else. And it's embarrassing.
Child Care Center Puddle Jumpers Developmental Learning Center closed in August. After both Spunky Sprout centers close, only 6 licensed full-day child care centers are left in Juneau, according to the Association for the Education of Young Children. There are 2 part-day child care centers. Their total capacity is 288 kids. There are 15 licensed in-home child care providers with capacity for 143 kids.
We have the worst situation in the state for child care right now.
Joy Lyon is the executive director of the Southeast chapter of AEYC.
The number of parents searching for care is way, way off the charts in Juneau. There was only 1 space for every 5 children that needed care, and now I think that's dropped to 1 space for every 6 children needing care.
She says her office has been flooded with calls, emails, and visits from Spunky Sprouts parents, many in tears.
We do regular updates of all the programs to find out what openings are available, and there are very few openings.
Lyon says there's a group working on starting a child care program to serve the Spunky Sprouts families, a process that could take anywhere from 1 to 3 months. Every first Tuesday of the month, AEYC hosts a networking opportunity for parents struggling to find child care. The next event is October 7th. Spunky Sprouts Learning Center's owner, Adam Hendren, did not return calls for comment. His wife, Jennifer, started Spunky Sprouts. According to state records, the first business license for childcare in her name dates back to 2007. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.